federal death row inmates to resume. We get more from AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
The Justice Department has announced the executions of federal death row inmates will resume later this year. It will be the first time federal executions have been carried out since 2003. In 2014, President Barack Obama ordered a Justice Department review of capital punishment and issues related to lethal injection drugs. The department says the Bureau of Prisons has completed the review and executions can resume. The department says five inmates will be executed starting in December. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Congressional Democrats are quickly pivoting from impeachment talk to their legislative plans over the coming weeks. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
The House leaves town tomorrow for 5 weeks, and Speaker Nancy Pelosi says Democrats have big plans.
We will own August and make it too hot to handle for the Senate not to take up our bills.
On streamlining government and lowering health care and prescription drug prices, Pelosi did not mention Robert Mueller's testimony or impeachment as she and other Democrats gathered on the House steps to mark their 200th day in the majority.
What I can't figure out is what they're celebrating.
Top House Republican Kevin McCarthy says there's too much party infighting for Democrats to do anything.
This is not a family fight. This is a war and a feud.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. officials are cracking down what appears to be a human smuggling operation allegedly involving Marines in Southern California. Officials, including those with the Naval Criminal Investigative Service, arrested 16 Marines early Thursday after they and hundreds of other Marines were called to a battalion formation at Camp Pendleton, located roughly 79 kilometers north of San Diego. According to the Marine Corps, the arrest came as a result of two earlier arrests involving an alleged human smuggling operation. This is VOA News. Thousands of Puerto Ricans celebrated into the night after embattled Governor Ricardo Rossello announced his resignation after several days of massive street protest. Joey Cancel is a Miami resident who was originally from Puerto Rico and says more people are excited that the governor has resigned.
It's been a little bit of uncertainty and tension, but last night at midnight, it's all about celebration. Finally, we're arriving to a place where we can start seeing the light at the end of the tunnel.
The public fury that led to the governor's resignation erupted nearly 2 weeks ago after an investigative journalism group published nearly 900 pages of online group chats between Rossello and several top aides. The chats included homophobic and misogynistic comments about Rossello's political opponents and disdainful comments about victims of Hurricane Maria, which devastated the island in 2017. North Korea fired two missiles off its east coast on Thursday. The launch comes as Pyongyang complains about upcoming U.S.-South Korean military exercises. While analysts say the launch probably will not derail nuclear talks, it underscores the United States' inability to move those talks forward. We get more from VOA's Bill Gallo, reporting from Seoul.
The missiles launched Thursday appear to be short range, possibly similar to those North Korea launched in May. That launch didn't derail nuclear talks. And Seoul-based analyst Bong Yong-shik says the latest one probably will not either.
It is another attempt by North Korean authorities to put additional pressure on Washington prior to actual negotiations to set the agenda for working level negotiations on denuclearization.
South Korea has said it will go ahead with planned joint military exercises with the United States, despite North Korean objections. Washington and Seoul have already scaled back those exercises. But so far, that is not good enough for North Korea. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Seoul.
A series of attacks rocked Afghanistan Thursday, killing at least 58 people, including 38 members of Afghan security forces, as the chairman of the U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff met with Afghan officials. Three of those bombings targeted the capital, Kabul. A Ministry of Interior spokesman said a suicide bomber and a motorcycle targeted a minibus in Kabul, carrying the staff of the Ministry of Mines and Petroleum as they were on their way to work Thursday morning. The blast killed at least 11 people. A secondary explosion rocked the site of the first attack. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
VOA1, the best music now.